Special to the Review by Andy Siegel. Over 900 fans filled the Revelstoke Forum Saturday, March 30 to support the Grizzlies, who ultimately lost to the Princeton Posse, 4-3. Shots after the first period. The first period were only 8-8, which indicated a defensive battle by both teams. Revelstoke finally got on the scoreboard at 3:47 in the second period when Ethan Coventry passed to Luke Aston, who flicked a shot from the left side of the slot. It appeared to be saved by the Posse goalie, but a second later the puck dribbled into the net. The Forum erupted in celebration, singing their favorite victory theme song, "Hey Baby." The lead lasted only 16 seconds. Princeton's Jonathan Ward released a shot that was saved by Grizzlies goaltender, Yosef Kuchaslow. The puck somehow fell off to the left side, where the Posse's Rookie of the Year Vinay Junik was in perfect position to slap it into the net. Fighting to get the lead back, Revelstoke's Nathan White and Colton McLeod connected with Ethan Coventry, who was posted up on the right point. He rifled a hard wrist shot that sailed into the left upper corner of the cage, giving the Grizzlies a 2-1 advantage on the scoreboard. The Posse responded when the puck skirted out from the boards, going between Grizzly goaltender Kuchaslow's legs. Princeton's Anwal Garcha was in the slot and wheeled around, flicking the puck into the upper corner for the all-important tying goal, deflating the Forum crowd. Revelstoke came out in the third frame determined to get the lead back and were rewarded at 3:17 when Colton McLeod made a great pass from the left side across the key to Jalen Forsyth. Without hesitation, he snapped a one-timer low shot into the net for the go-ahead goal, bringing the crowd to their feet cheering. With under 7 minutes left to close out the series, the home fans could taste victory within their grasp. Nearing the end of the third period, the Posse closed in on the Grizzlies' net with a number of shots. Princeton was able to slide the puck into the cage through a crowd in front of the net, once again tying the score. During overtime, Revelstoke survived a defensive lapse when they gave Princeton a breakaway chance with the shot clanking off the upper right post, which could be heard throughout the Forum. At 5:11, as Matthew Langdon broke in alone for a second breakaway, he released a shot on the ice while getting tripped that slid through Kuchaslow's pads into the net. The Posse bench erupted screaming together as they skated out to embrace Langdon. Face-off for Game 7 is at 7 p.m. in Princeton Monday night, April 1 Street. Read more. Road closure, Camosi Road, Revelstoke.